Welcome to Bring On Reviews podcast, where if you want it, we review it. I'm your host, DC, and I'm actually doing a solo today. In this podcast, we will review a bunch of things from movies, TV show, even some comic book stuff. This episode is called Episode 2. And this first segment is called Thumbs Up, Thumbs Down. Basically, in this segment, what we're going to do is just go over a few things, mostly in the entertainment world, and basically say we either like it or not. First thing up is the new box office for April, set by Furious 7. This was amazing. $147 million was made by Furious 7 this weekend. And that's really, really great. The last one that actually beat this number, well, the last set number was from Captain America 2, which was $95 million. I give it a thumbs up. It's an awesome thing. Furious 7 was a great movie. Well, I'm not saying great, but it's an awesome movie. You should definitely go see it if you can. Paul Walker did an amazing job for his last movie. Everyone else did a great thing on that movie also. Tyrese from everyone basically did amazing. So that's a thumbs up for that one. Next up is Deadpool set pictures. This one I actually gave a thumbs up also. There's a few pictures out there right now that's basically covering over the test footage that came out not too long ago, and it looks amazing. They have a costume out there. It looked almost exactly like the test footage, so if you love the test footage, you're gonna definitely love whatever they're doing in that kind of scene. It's amazing. Third up is the Avengers Age of Ultron Vision concept art. The character basically art came out over the weekend, and it looked amazing. I'm saying amazing a lot, but still, it's definitely amazing. You should go check it out. I'll probably send a link down in the bottom to let you know and see exactly how it looks like. It shows Vision, and you can see Paul Bettany's face in there, and it looks great. It's one of those things where there's not many Vision stuff out there, so when you see it, it's like amazing. So it's definitely a great thing to see. There's a new trailer also. The trailer shows about roughly like 15 or 30 more seconds of new footage, which it looks good. I can say that. It's a repetitive thing now, and it's just amping up the amount of excitement you have for this movie that's coming out on May 1st. It should bring a good amount of money to the box office. Next up is Joss Whedon mentioned that there's going to be no post-credit scenes, which a lot of people are not happy about that. Well, a lot of geeks are not happy about that. I'm perfectly fine with that because we came to a point where now folks are actually expecting a post-credit scene where it's just a nice little tidbit if they have one, but if they don't have one, it's fine when it comes down to it. They did say that they will have a after the movie credit scene, so it's going to be just during the first couple seconds of the credits actually rolling. There's going to be another scene that comes up, which is good enough because then you'll be able to line up for Civil War, possibly Ant-Man, who knows about that one, but definitely Civil War, they should be able to line up for it. So I'm kind of happy about that. Next thing on this list is Jamie Bell's Look as a Thing. I give this a thumbs middle because it looks alright. It looks kind of like a mix between the cartoon version and the Michael Chiklis version of it. It looks very realistic, but at the same time, I'm not really sure on how it's going to work out so well. If I had to choose something else, I'd probably make it a little different, but for the realistic look, it looks pretty good, but it still has me in the middle of it. I'm not sure how I feel about it, to be honest. Next up is Jurassic World. There's a new clip for it. Unfortunately, that gives a thumbs down. It threw me off a little bit, and it isn't that good, to be honest. For this TV show, it's a great thing what Marvel's doing right now. It's bringing out the Defenders, what they call them, Jessica Jones, the Iron Fist, and Luke Cage. So all of them be together with Daredevil for this Netflix series. And the first two episodes, it goes into the backstory, and then afterwards, it goes deeper and deeper into the character, and at the end, it's just amazing what everything they're able to actually accomplish in all 13 episodes. It's something you definitely got to watch, and hopefully you stay to the end, because it gives a lot of great points about Daredevil, and it's just, you don't really think about the whole Ben Affleck Daredevil that comes up. Some people might think about it, but for me, when I watched it, it was straight up on some Charlie Cox, you're definitely doing the thing you're supposed to be doing to be Matt Murdock. So I'm happy about that. Let's see. Our next section is called What Happened This Week in History. Based in this segment, what we're going to do is just go off a few things that happened this past week in the history. So it could be a year ago, 6 years ago, or even 20 years ago. So first up is Lucky Number 7. Actually came out 9 years ago on April 7th. So this movie, I haven't watched this movie at all, but I've heard great things about it. I know, me being a reviewer, I haven't watched this movie. It's kind of bad, but hey, you know, there's too many movies to come out this each year if we actually watch all of them. Eventually, I will get to them because I heard it's a good movie, but, you know, that's what happens. Next is Grindhouse. That actually came out 8 years ago on the same April 7th. So it was a cool movie. It was a Robert Rodriguez movie, I believe, or a Tarantino. I believe it's Robert Rodriguez. Sorry if I got it wrong, but it's definitely a movie I watched a little bit. I didn't watch too much of it because it didn't draw me too well. It's just unfortunate. Next up is Shaun of the Dead, which came out 11 years ago on April 9th. I actually watched the movie, and at first I didn't like it because it felt too much of a spoof of all the horror movies, and it just threw me off a little bit. But then after watching a couple of times, I actually started to get into it. It's pretty funny. Simon Pegg is a great actor, and it delivered on what it's supposed to be, you know. Next up is Dragon Ball Evolution. It actually came out 6 years ago on April 10th. This movie was horrid. Unfortunately, all the Dragon Ball Z references in this movie was bad. This messed up on the storyline. It wasn't good at all. It was garbage. I'm wondering why it even came out with this movie in the first place. It looked bad. The storyline was horrible. It was just horrible. Bad. Let's move on. Next is Street Kings. That came out 5 years ago on April 11th. Street Kings is actually a good movie. It was one of the sleeper movies where the plot just hits you silently, and you really wasn't sure what to expect. It kept on giving a lot of twists and turns, and that was just amazing for me. If we watch Street Kings 2, wasn't that good as good as Street Kings 1, but Street Kings 1 was just amazing. It had, I believe, Keanu Reeves in it, and he did a great job. Worked out well. There's a lot of other characters in there that really surprised you in there. So, this is actually a short episode. That's all I have for you guys today. You can find us on social media. First on my website, which is bringingreviews.com. We have a lot of movie reviews coming out and a whole lot of other stuff on there. You can email us also at bringingreviews@gmail.com for any questions or even your comments. You can probably make it on the show eventually. You can also follow us on Instagram, Facebook, Tumblr, and YouTube at bringingreviews. And on Twitter at bringonreviews. And you can use the hashtag bringonreviews for any questions you want to submit to the show also. And I'll probably try to get to it as soon as possible. My name's DC. You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at DwightAntC. That's DwightAntC. And I'll catch you next time, reviewers.